Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
I am DJ Khan. Espérame, espérame, espérame.
Chingada madre.
Ahí está. Chingado, es que estaba haciendo otras mamadas, ya sabes cómo jala este pinche pedo. ¿Qué onda, raza? ¿Cómo andamos?
Pues andamos bien.
Pues ya pasó la mitad de January.
Yep. January 16th was yesterday.
So Lisa celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lisa. Happy birthday to you.
Gracias, gracias.
What was it, Lisa? 49, 50?
44.
44. Well, you look great for being 44.
Gracias,
that,
gracias.
Is that nice to say? Or is that rude?
Mm-hmm. No. Because I am 44. Like, I've never been... Actually, before I was 40, I would always say I was 40. And right now, I say 45. Like,
so you round off. You round off to...
I remember on your 21st birthday, you would tell everybody, oh, yeah, I'm 40. Yeah, she's always said it, always.
Is it no. Chiquito?
Hey, no, but I've 40. Never been... Like, you know, some people try to hide their age.
Try to hide their age.
I don't.
You know, well, I think that's like happening less and less, right?
Oh, ooh. Pinche vato. Se desapareció como fantasma el camino el vato. It's okay. It's okay. ¿Qué pasó? Mira, Luca.
Luca.
Luca. So quiero que se agarre chingazos con el de Bobby. ¿A qué sí, mijo?
Los pinches.
Yeah. Oh. Can you pause it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, pause it real quick.
Okay, Bobby's back. His computer went.
The computer died.
Died.
But anyway, like I was saying, you know, people are doing that less now. They don't really care about the age because, you know, we're aging less, I think.
You know, we're aging less?
We're aging gracefully.
Graceful aging.
There you go. That's better. Aging less. That's my mom, way.
Aging less, way, because now look at my dad, bro. 78 years old.
Hey, way, your dad looks fucking good, way.
That's way. For a 78-year-old man.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he's so and I see that with a lot of people. It's not just my father, you know, it's a lot of people who better life, better, you know, doctors, better medical care, you know, so
better science.
Pero sabes que
yeah.
Yeah. Como mi dad, güey, yo nos vemos bien chulos, bien guapos at our age, güey. ¿Cómo nos envidia, güey, la gente, güey?
De un pagano, pero cómo me divierto. La pinche envidia, vato. Yeah, that's really? that is, and you know what? La envidia corre grueso en la pinche cultura.
Yep. So that's our top topic for today, guys. La envidia.
Está cabrón, güey. Está cabrón serio. Está cabrón serio.
Como no, I can't see a person envidiándome, like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I guess it's because I don't do that. I don't care. Like, I'm happy for people when I see them, you know, successful or something happens. I'm like, hey, badass. Wey, que con madre. You know, they came out of PSJ, a very tough area to come out of and become successful.
Yeah.
It is, dude. Like, to be honest, we, like, our education wasn't the best.
No. Y lo deja tú, güey. Our fucking surroundings, right? Like,
our surroundings.
We were easily distracted with fucking partying, with doing stupid shit, with hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Drugs,
and
gangs. Girls, alcohol. I mean, just all kinds of stuff, wey.
Yeah. Like,
how many people didn't, you know, anyways.
That's a different topic. But yes, yeah. Like you said, it's kind of hard, like for us, or at least for me, I'm including you and Lisa, because we graduated from the same area, from the same location, to be envidiosos of someone else. Like, No, no, I don't get it. I don't
like, I don't see that either. Like, I don't think anyone is envidioso of me, and then I don't see it, but it's because we don't think that, like that. Like, we're not envidiosos of other people, I guess, but in the Hispanic culture, there is a lot of
right
envidia.
Yeah,
I mean, even if you, I mean, I think we've talked about this before, even if you do something good, like, some people will put you down. Like, oh, yeah. Se cree mucho, or whatever, even
se
if cree
muy, muy.
Ahora se cree muy, muy porque
oh, yes. Oh, yes. So when someone has like a 2019 truck and someone goes out and buys a 2020 truck, a year 2020 truck, is that somewhat like envidious? Like, oh, esta trena.
Well, if you bought it because the other person has it,
yeah.
Yes, that's super envidioso.
Yeah. And I've seen that a lot.
Like, I think that's like the one of the stupidest things to do. Like, why the hell would I ever buy anything?
Because someone else got it.
Because someone else got it. It's like, that's crazy. Like, I buy what I like because I want, not because.
So you know someone who did that, Con?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. And it was, and the reason why was because he got this, I need to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said it? Like,
they kind of like to surpass them. Like, fuck that. I'm getting a newer one.
Damn.
I don't think they'll ever admit it, but I'm pretty sure that's why he did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That and you see there's people like that, because I've seen a lot of envy, or not envy, but like a lot of like keeping people down at jobs from Latinos or from Mexicans, at least. I mean,
one of the things that in the culture they've always said that,
right,
with the Mexican culture, instead of helping each other, you try to do the opposite.
Right, like, because either you think they're going to take your job, or you don't believe that they're good enough to be better
or in a
higher position than you, so you want to keep them down. And I have seen that. I have seen it. I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't, especially from a lot of Latino managers at like retail places, or, you know, like jobs like that. At the school district, it's not. I don't really see it. I don't see that too much. Nah. But at retail places that I've worked at different, even with the, when I worked for the state of Texas, I worked for TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation. And yes, there was that. And they would say it straight out to other people, like, you know, nombre, que se cree, ay, si le voy a dar el trabajo ese, ni sabe, or, you know, or he didn't go to Texas A&M like I did. I remember this one man that would say that. They didn't go to Texas A&M like I did. They went to UTPA, or they went to, you know, so he felt that he was better, so they couldn't get a good job because they didn't go to a good school, supposedly, you know, for him. And he would say it straight out, blatantly, like, I'm like, God damn, dude, like, are you serious?
Yeah, that's crazy. What I did notice is, like, at my daughter's school, their old school, the Hispanic Mexican nationals were very competitive. Like, you know, if someone had something, like, they wanted to go and buy it better, but they would say it. They would say, you know, I know, mi hijo va a ser el, you know, my daughter is going to be the best. You my daughter is going to be. And so they would, you know, one up, I guess.
Right, the one up.
The one up.
The Joneses. But a lot of times I've seen that from people who have become wealthy. That one wealthy their whole
in the
lives.
Mexican nationals?
You're right, yeah. But for people from Mexico, it's like, you know, you became wealthy and now you're like, oh, you know, I can't have, you know, anybody beat me. Because I've known people who are very wealthy in Mexico, and their grandparents and great-grandparents have been wealthy, and their whole lives have been, and they're, you know, they're more like, oh, yeah, cool. You know, they don't care, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend in Mexico whose dad was like a senator. He was a senator for
Ted Cruz.
Tamaulipas. And the guy had a fucking mansion, bro. Like, pinche mansion ching on a runway. And he drove a Volkswagen Golf because that's what he liked. He loved that little thing, dude. Little Volkswagen Golf, you know, and he didn't give a shit. You know, he was a real cool guy. Nothing like that. But I have noticed that sometimes when people
maybe that's what it is. Like, when you're not, I don't know. Sometimes when you're new money.
New
money. Like you get money, and now you think like, oh, nobody can beat me because I'm the best, and I did this and I did that, you know, for myself.
Yeah. Esa pinche raza. Pero,
oye, wait.
I just like buying shoes. Wait, me vale madre. Jodido, rico. I like buying shoes.
Oye, wait, do you have a friend que cree que todos lo envidian, wey? You know
no way. Ah, el que trae haters.
Los que traen haters, bro.
Siempre traen haters. Who knows? Siendo,
es que yo nomás tengo haters. And it's like, hey, güey, ¿quién te envidia, güey? Cálmate.
Que te veras tan pinche buenote como Bobby Cortés, el pinche mero mero de Un Tecito Podcast Tuesday, wey, a la perra.
No eres famoso como yo. No eres guapo como yo. No tienes el dinero que tengo yo, ni las viejas que tengo. Bueno, la vieja que tengo yo.
Espérate, pinche piruris.
Yo tengo haters, bro. Yo sí tengo haters. You know, and I don't think I do. I mean, I honestly,
like,
I mean,
to us, I guess the people that are humble, I guess you would think it's unbelievable. Like, why would people want to hate us?
Yeah, right, right. But it is up there. And
I wonder if anyone, like,
but there are a lot of, I mean, I especially the people that post shit on Instagram, like, you know, like fighting with people and assuming that people are hating them. I'm like,
right.
Yeah, like you're 40 years old and you're fighting with people.
Or even if they are successful, I've seen people that are successful and they put that also like, people keeping me down because they're haters. And it's like, dude, you're already successful. Who gives a shit who hates
you? You're the fuel to my fire. Cállate la boca, hombre.
No, I mean, it's like, dude, you're a successful person. Yeah, cálmate con el pinche hating, you know, like.
I don't think people hate on fat people, so I'm in the clear. So
you'd be so there's this song that one of the bands that Frank likes that we hardly listen to, like Tejano Ranchero or whatever. I like Tejano, but it's
más o menos
Los Dos Carnales.
Esto es
El Envidioso.
That's a good song, and it is exactly what we're talking about. And it says, no tiene nada que ver with what you have. You know, it's, and then he says, like, acuérdense que Kiko envidiaba al Chavo y no tenía nada.
And Chavo didn't have anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I like that part, like that little thing too. It's funny.
No tenía nada. That's true. He lived in a fucking trash can. Right?
Smart.
Yeah.
He lived in a fucking trash can.
He lived in a fucking barrel.
In the barrel, era pinche.
Old barrel, güey.
Hoy nomás.
Pocas amistades a la más sincera las llevo en la lista. Pocos los amigos los que me ayudaron y eso no se olvida. Los que se pasaron ahora vienen solos, es hipocresía. No quieren lo que tengo, quieren no lo tenga y eso es pura envidia.
That's the part that I think is so true.
No tengo... Well,
no. No quieren lo que tenga, quieren no lo tenga. No, like, they don't want what I have, they want me not to have it.
Yeah, they want me not to have it.
So they're jealous of my success. And see, that's...
I think that does, you know, it's a lot, you know, here in the Hispanic community, but I don't know, like, I can't name anybody who, I couldn't name a person, but I know it's out there, and I've seen it, you know, from other people, but from my friends, I can't name one, dude. I couldn't tell you one friend that is like that.
I mean, I think you hang out with people that are more like you, so you know.
Yeah, you probably won't encounter those types.
There's another little piece of the song that I like. Like... Let's see if they say it. I think it's that part.
Pinche tequila la bird.
Hey, wait, dile a tu papi que toque esa canción, güey.
I'm pretty sure he knows it.
Que la haga record, güey.
Yeah, he should sing it.
I'll tell him.
So,
Oh, I thought it was que le damos condones.
No, it's his guns, right? I think he's talking about guns. Yep. And at the end, look at the little, look at what they put in
there.
Grow up like that, like your parents are like that, I guess, and...
Let's see if you can hear the end, what it is.
I know.
You know? Okay. Listen to this. Right?
Did you know?
You know what it is? It's the Chavo song. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun,
well,
dun, dun,
actually, did you know that that song is actually the it's a Turkish march by Beethoven.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The
the
classical music.
Yeah, Beethoven. You should know. Robert.
Robert.
Yeah, it's an old.
It's called the Turkish March.
Yeah,
Marcia a la Turca is a well-known classical march theme by Ludwig van Chapalamere, pinche motherfucker.
Ludwig van Chao.
Van Chao. Well, I think that's a good song, and it does, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yes.
With what we're talking about.
And then show Kiko quería pedo con la chilindrina.
No,
I think he was gay. I think he was gay.
Didn't like El Chavo or what?
He just didn't like El Chavo, yeah.
It was just like there had to be a you know, conflict all the time, so they put him as a little Chavo, conflict for Chavo every day, you know, like. The thing also, like, about the Latino culture, he had to show that. He had to show that, look at this kid, he's super poor, he doesn't have anything. He wears the same clothes, everything, and this kid who has more still envies him. And I think that was on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he, Chespirito did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because everything, you know, he'd get something and he wanted it. And he, you know, like whatever it was, bro.
That line in that song is, it's
very
powerful.
It's very good.
For us. Hits. Like,
it hits.
You know, no quieren lo que tenga, quieren no lo tenga. That's awesome. I think that those guys have really good songs. Like their songwriting is good. Yeah.
They have another song out también. It's pretty good too.
Pero luego también, you know, you también no sean mamones también los pinches. You know, if you become successful, become whatever. You know, no sean mamones tampoco. That's another topic that we can do. Los mamones.
Yeah. Los mamones. I mean, there's people that aren't successful and still act like that.
Y como que eran mamones.
You know, well, and I think you hear about like money changes people. I feel that if you're good, you're good. You know, if you're mean, you have more money, you become more evil. Like it just amplifies your personality, because there's a lot of very successful people that are still very good.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at me. I mean,
pinche billionaire. I thought I might have billionaire.
Billionaire. You and Chad are very good people, and you all are billionaires.
Really,
right?
I mean, hey, we we give to you know, the Republican Party every year. We give as much as we can.
Comiendo doritos en la panza.
And the pillow guy too.
Oh, the My Pillow guy. He's my favorite. My Pillow. Ese es el único que envidio, yo. That's the only person I envy, is the Pillow guy.
The Pillow guy.
Because he wears those badass silk shirts, bro. I want one of those badass 1995 silk shirts, we.
Hey, remember when silk shirts were in, way?
Yes, bro. And you'd sweat it.
Yeah.
Why the hell were silk shirts in for guys?
They were
badass.
They were huge. Remember, they were like.
Uh-huh.
I think that's when I had the most haters, bro, because I had a green pair of Jabos and a green silk shirt. Way, that's when I had envidioso, way, in just seventh grade. Way, envidiaban gacho, bro.
I would wear
con las shirts todas sweaty de las pits.
Con las pits, me decían el moco, way, pero eran puros haters envidiosos, way.
Oh, yes, but seriously, like, who thought about, hey, let's fucking make silk shirts for
silk
men.
Shirts a silk thing shirts.
Who are gonna fucking sweat
in the fucking valley at 110 club. Degrees out there,
and then you wouldn't wear undershirt because
they si were no, cuando lavabas,
huh?
When you would wash it, they would get ugly.
Yeah, they would. If you would get water on them, they'd get ugly. Any stain,
yeah,
forever.
It would stay there.
Los hachos, so, no,
so even if you washed it, the stain was there on the armpit sweat.
Yep, the armpit stain was there. Se hacía durito. Hacho with cheese. Se manchaba todo, güey. Raspa, güey. No puedes comer raspa. You couldn't eat
nuts.
Crazy.
Why do we end up talking about fucking silk shirts? I don't know.
because they envied the silk shirt.
Ah, see, sí,
that's when Bobby had the most.
That's when I had the most haters, bro.
Envidiosos.
Jabos with a silk shirt. Get the fuck out of here, wait.
People that don't know and haven't heard the podcast, you know, since the beginning, or don't know Bob, they probably think like this guy thinks he's the shit.
Este vato es tres más haters.
Haters.
They fuel his.
No, porque tiene not because they envy him, because he's a dumbass, he's an asshole. And that's the thing, that maybe I have haters because I was an asshole when I was in high school or in junior high.
Like Jesse.
No, I think if Jesse hated me, he would have been like, I'm not gonna.
No, he was cool. He would just, yeah. It was something you did.
I don't even remember saying that.
But you probably did.
Jesse, you're a liar. But yeah, like, have you ever heard of anything else, Lisa? Like, I know that you know a lot of people like that and more envidiosos and stuff. Yeah. What's the craziest thing?
I thought
that was pretty crazy. Buying a truck just because someone else had that's pretty crazy.
I mean, I do see a lot of patients that come in for that. Like, they're, you know, have all these people in their family that kind of hate them and stuff. But I mean, even with friends that we know or family that we know, there's a lot of stories, but I don't know what I could say.
You don't know what you want to say or not. I've heard of things where, like, ladies, especially like women, will do things to their, you know, so-called
friends. Yeah.
Like tear their couches or fuck with their furniture and shit, dude. Because they don't, you know, because they think, ah, se creen una pinche vieja, le voy a, you know, like, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you go out of your way to fucking do some shit to someone's fucking furniture. Most of the time, you know, us Latinos, most of the time we work very fucking hard for the shit we have.
All the time.
You know, it's not like some, like, there's not a lot of Hispanic people here, especially here in the Valley, that grew up rich or that grew up with just a whole bunch of money just because. You know, everyone here that I know that had money, their parents got it, their family got it because they worked very hard. They opened their businesses, they grew, you know, it was a lot of hard work. I don't think I know anybody here in the Valley that was just rich because their families always had money.
No.
Yeah, that's true. There is, and it's a handful, not muchos.
No, I mean,
uno que otro.
I can't even think of anybody really that I know that just had money just because, you know, their families were always wealthy since, you know, generations.
Es que tres chingos de haters up
there. No, but there are people that do stuff. Like one story I'll share is this one girl was mad, super, super envious, and that's just her personality. Super envious. She got into a fight with her best friend, and she was always envious of her. And she ended up having sex with the boyfriend, like the best friend's boyfriend. It's like, why would you become labeled as a slut to pay back? Like, that to me was one of the stupidest things, you know, like you could do, because then everyone found out, because she wanted people to find out.
Right.
You videotaped it and then send it to the girl. It's like, to me, see, and that's where I think where a lot of times when you're doing that because you're envious, you end up not realizing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, all the shit that you do, you the anger, the jealousy takes over, which is a horrible combination. And shit that's like that to me, I'm like, that's stupid because you ended up ruining your reputation. And
what me and Khan want to know, do you still have the video? We would like to watch the video. That's what we want.
Yes, we all want to know.
But that's pretty fucked up to actually videotape yourself just to get back at your girl, at your friend.
A girl that you hate that you got into a fight with because you're always jealous of her. Fucking
crazy. Videotaping yourself.
Yep.
Echanos un palo.
Yep.
So, and did the guy know that they're recording or?
No, he didn't.
She
hid the camera.
Sí, pobre vato, no dieron time to shave y para trim, pobre vato. Pinche vieja gacha. So se le miraba bien chiquita porque tenía el pinche buchonón, güey, el vato, güey. Yeah, you gotta trim that man.
El buchonón.
El buchonón.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Fuck. Fuck.
If you're ever jealous of anyone, work on your jealousy. Be work happy.
Don't fucking,
be grateful, you know, for what you have. Karma's a bitch. Like, I always think that, like, yeah, you know, like I would never think of like, how can I get back at this person? And like, yeah,
like it happens, it happens. Yeah, se pasó. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
toca madera.
Or to, you know, purposely do something to, like, hurt someone. Like,
yeah.
And there's
crazy.
What do you think of people who think they have a lot of haters? What is that about?
I mean, I think it's just a lot of narcissism too. Like they think. But a lot of times it is people that do hate and they're jealous. So they're jealous and hate other people and they have this jealousy. So they assume that
everyone hates.
That everyone hates them too.
It's like the dudes that cheat on their wives and they think that the wives, that everybody cheats, yes, or their wives are cheating too. So they fucking call from the oil fields. Prende la estufa. Prende la estufa. Prende la televisión. Let me talk to my son, but they don't want to talk to their kids. They just want to know that the chick's home.
They want to know that she's getting fucked.
There's a lot of that too.
That's crazy, right?
Sin decir nombres, por favor, porque se enoja la gente.
No digas nombres. No quiero tener haters.
Vas a tener haters, gato, con esa. Que me hagan brujería. Vas a tener chingo de haters. Te van a llegar en la casa con las mamalonas.
Con puras 2021. Chevy Cheyennes, o what is it?
Cheyenne, las Cheyennes.
Cheyennes.
Oye, I was trying not to buy any more shoes, but I just ordered some other ones.
And don't hate, guys.
Yeah, don't
Khan
hate.
Has a lot of shoes.
Don't hate on my shoes, please.
On your shoe collection.
And I do wear them all the time. I don't know why the fuck I'm talking about shoes, pero pues I don't want haters. I don't want haters because I have a lot of shoes. Zapato, gato. I need to stop.
Tome haterade, wey. Estos vatos, wey.
Tan sabroso el haterade.
So, tan sabroso. So, guys, yeah, stop drinking haterade. Stop being jealous of other people. I think that if you're positive and you are happy for other people, you will also get something good in return. You know,
good karma.
Help out Raza as much as you can, man. Help them out. You know, we're in a situation that we're, you know, in a somewhere where we're not, we can't be as successful as other races, so we need to help each other out to pick each other up and get to, you know, where we can go, man. Everybody, anything I can help anyone with, you know, guys, let me know. If you have a new business, we talk about it here in Antecito, and we don't even charge anything. You know, we're not gonna say, yep, oh, we charge $500 for every time we talk about your business. No, bro, I don't care what it is, tell us and we'll talk
we
about
support
it.
Small businesses.
Small, yes, business, local business,
name drops.
You know, name drop, whatever it is we can do, man. You know, whatever, however I can help, however we can help all of us.
Yep.
So anything else, guys, if you all have stories of any celos and jealousy in friends, family, or whatever, let us know.
Even if you're the one that was jealous and hating, hey, maybe your story can help you get out of that, you know, and say, you know what, it isn't good to be like that.
Yeah.
Not good to be living like that.
Self-reflect on your hating mamadas.
Remember the player haters?
The player haters club?
Hate.
Hey. ¿Qué dice? Buck Nasty. The dirtiest player of them all. Pinche Buck Nasty. De valía queso ese vato.
Also, order your shirts. I think the last day to order, so they could be. Are we gonna pick up orders? Do you want to do that?
If they want to order from us, yes, we can pick up orders, guys. And we can get them for you. If you don't want to order them, because there's a lot of people telling me, oh, they're awesome, they're amazing, but it seems like they don't want. I don't know if they want to order them through the website. So if you guys want to order them through us, get in touch with us, you know, Facebook, what's it called? The other one?
Messenger, Instagram, Twitter,
have Snapchat. WhatsApp.
Let us know and we will order those for you. I think the last day would be to get them by the 14th. If you live in the Valley, that's the only way that we will be able to order them for you.
Right.
I think the last day to play it safe to get them by the 14th would probably be, let's do February 3rd. That'll be the last day to pick up orders. So February 3rd is your cutoff day.
Right, February 3rd.
Yes.
You can also order them on untecitopodcast.com. That way you don't have to deal with me. If you hate me, you don't have to talk to me. You don't have to know me.
Haters.
and we do have other shirts. So head on to the website to look at all the other designs.
Si me traen envidia, hablen con Lisa. Porque tú sabes cómo están estos pinches haters.
Yeah. Chinga, you envy me. You're fucking pretty crazy. Man. You should be alive.
You need to, Corey said, you need to
reevaluate your life.
You need to reevaluate your life if you have envidia on me.
Or any of us, yes. Everyone
Jeez.
Should be happy with who they are, and exactly. Jealousy is not a good quality.
No, it's not. Nobody likes jealousy.
Nope. No, so anything else, guys, before we end the podcast?
Guys, Martin Luther King Day.
Don't talk about it because it'll be after this podcast. Bobby always forgets that it comes out on Tuesday.
That's why it's going to be on Monday.
Martin Luther King was yesterday.
It was yesterday, guys. Have a great week, a Martin Luther King week. Celebrate with the tequila.
Anything else, guys?
Eso es todo.
Gente. Okay. Now. Until next time.
Signing off.
Órale, bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at Un Tecito Podcast or email us at untecitopodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.